What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Anything But Credible, aka the ABC Pod. Duke's here. I got the crew with me. Griff, Keith, what's happening, fellas?
What up?
Hola, mis amigos.
Getting a little bit early into the Cinco de Mayo season, right? Two weeks away.
I guess I like to be early.
Yeah, a little early.
Trendsetter.
Well, next week I think we'll do something.
Really? You like to be early, Tim?
No.
Guys, so listen, man. So with this episode, we're gonna do something a little different, man. We're gonna call one of our good friends to the show, Nicolette. She has this this really dope blog and Instagram. It's called Chic Chronicles. You guys got to go check that out. It'll be mentioned a few more times. But we called her up, and you know, we had a good conversation with her, right? I mean,
definitely
brought us down on some fashion tips, informed us into a little bit of the fashion world, which I think it's safe to say us three are not particularly
speak for yourselves
into. I mean, we don't know that much. Well, it turns out that Keith turns out to be the most fashionable out of us, at least today.
I'm suave as fuck.
Which, yeah, was a little bit of a turn of event that I didn't see happen, that Keith took the crown. But you'll have to, right after this, we're going to play the interview. It was a good talk. And then after that, stick around, because then we got after that with a really nice theory of the week we dove into. And, of course, we finished it off with some solid weekly weirdness. But guys, before we get to the interview, I have one question for you. So we're going to be talking, or we did talk to Nicolette about the fashion world and stuff. So I'd like to ask you one question. You know, while we were talking about fashion with her and the blog and everything, we also brought up some celebrity fashion and all this stuff. And a big thing with celebrities and their fashion and all that is having a glam squad with them that rolls with them, and kind of a glam entourage. And I just thought it was I'd like to ask you guys, if you could have one glam aspect, like let's say you're a, you know, a celebrity with a bunch of money, and you hire one person, do you have a one I guess person glam squad, what would that be?
I don't understand.
Yeah, what is a glam squad?
People are like, what are you guys talking about?
Hard to understand.
Okay, well, let me put it this way. I'll tell you about me. So glam squad,
have a glam squad?
No. Let me explain. Like, you know, glam squad is like the people that you roll with that, like, before you go out or whatever, they do your hair. You got a fashion, you know, Nicolette could be on someone's glam squad. She talked about it working for Lady Gaga. She mentioned that would be somebody like maybe picking out your outfits or clothes or styles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. There's people that certain people that do your makeup. There's other people that do,
like, a stylist, a makeup person.
Hair. There's people that really rich people. Like, some people do, like I would maybe do something along the lines of like having a guy that's like your sneaker guy that has like all your sneakers and stuff.
Okay.
But what I was thinking was, I think my glam aspect would be, and I've said this multiple times, if I ever made it big in the world and was a rich person, I would have a personal masseuse. Massages all day, every day.
Is that part of a glam squad?
Yeah, you gotta glam's about looking good and feeling good, man. We're talking about anything that you know what I'm saying?
That can encompass everything in life.
Say you have one person that, okay, well then if you put it like that, then like where are you going? Like I'm saying, like, guys, if I could have somebody a professional that could give me a massage, let's say at the end of every day or the beginning of every day, like,
got it.
I'm going there for sure. Like, that's my number one.
Personal chef.
Okay, so you're going chef. Yeah, that's
personal chef. Ooh,
that's a good one, yeah, man.
Get me in shape, right? But with delicious food,
right? Like whatever you want.
Like I could probably be healthy if I had a personal chef, because they can make some healthy things that are actually good.
But then also, if you think about this, also too, let's say on Sunday you've been drinking all night. Saturday, you want to have a cheat day or something, and you're, I got cravings. You know, everyone has some weird cravings.
Fried chicken, snap, yep. Snap.
Hey, chef.
Yeah.
Hook me up.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, Keith,
yeah.
Where are you at?
That would be great. I guess a beer assistant.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, why not?
Just somebody that always has the supply of beer?
Yeah. You know, just like, think about it. If you're at a bar, dude, fuck nice. Waiting in line. Like, beer assistant.
Just, like, pulls out a duffel. He's just got always carrying, like, a duffel bag of, like, or like, one of those bags, like, the coolers that you can, they look like luggage bags, but they're coolers, and you just...
Or, Or he's almost just a guy who waits in line for you.
Oh, yeah, that's a thing too.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
a thing. Line waiter. Exactly. A line waiter.
Yeah. Nice. Oh, yeah. Actually, I'm fuck the beer assistant. A line waiter.
Keith doesn't want to be seen waiting in line. It's not good for his glam.
Oh, okay.
It's not good for my mental mindset. You okay. know.
Okay.
Because so, it just gets frustrating.
Yeah,
I hear you.
Okay. Yeah. So a line guy
for beer.
No, for anything.
Oh, for anything. Oh, so we're switching it up now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
I think we're just getting Keith a personal assistant.
Dude, well, yeah, but...
this could almost be an industry. Just think about it.
No, it already is a
PAs.
Thing.
PAs.
It is a thing?
Giant
a thing.
Industry.
Like, people that wait in line yeah. for oh, you?
Yeah. I actually yeah. know yeah. in New York... There,
you can hire people
You can look up
this?
Articles. There's actually so a guy started his company. I forget what it's called, like, Stand in Line or something. And they, like... Because in New York, when they release, like, new shoes or, like, let's say the new Yeezys come out or something, those lines go down blocks. Because they only...
save you a spot.
Because they yeah. only... No, he just... that's his, he stays there all day and gets your thing, I know, gets it to you, and you pay him. Or her.
I know in like Austin, Texas, like Franklin's Barbecue, which if you've heard of it, it's like one of the probably the number one barbecue place in the country. And yeah, they have lines that are like literally 9 hour lines every day starting at like 6 a.m. So there's a whole industry in the wow. town of just waiting for doing being tourist line waiters.
Okay.
And
yeah.
you sit there all day and you pay, charge them a couple $100s.
Yeah.
And you sit in line all day.
That's what I want.
Keys in on that.
Yeah, I want a guy that waits in line for me.
Okay. So Key's going the line waiter. I'm saying personal masseuse, massage expert. And Key's going, or not Key, sorry. Griff's going personal chef.
5-star personal chef.
Wow. Okay. Well, there it is. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's get into one, the interview, and two, stick around for the episode after the interview with Nicolette, a.k.a. She Chronicles. And like we said, check out the blog, check out her Instagram or Facebook, whatever that stuff. We'll put links to all that stuff. But yeah, stick around, man. And guys, what do you say? Let's get into the episode.
Sounds good.
Let's do it.
Nicolette.
What's up?
What up?
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good.
We really appreciate you, though.
Of course.
You know,
no, I mean, thanks. On. Thanks for thinking of me. Like, that's so nice of you guys. Like, I don't know. It's cool. Like, I'm just doing my own thing, trying, but we're all doing cool things. Like, I love, Dugan, that you're doing this podcast and all three of you guys. It's really cool.
Yeah, thanks. We appreciate that.
Appreciate it.
We go way back to Clifton days, and then, you know, you go out to New York and stuff, and then we see that, you know, you got this awesome blog going. Your Instagram's mm-hmm. really popping off and stuff. And so we're like, man, we should, and we haven't actually, this is our first female guest, I guess you could say, on the show all together.
That's awesome. Yeah, so. I'm glad it's me.
And then we figured, well, she's doing great stuff. And you know what? Why not? We don't know anything about it. Let's just get on there and just sound like idiots and have somebody teach us a little bit.
She's a pioneer. Stop. She's a pioneer on the pod.
Pioneer.
She's a pioneer like woman. Little House on the Prairie. Well,
so Nicolette, let's get right into it.
Okay.
The blog, She Chronicles, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, tell me, like, one, how'd this get started? And number two, you know, like, what's the deal with She Chronicles?
Yeah, I mean, well, I majored in fashion at university, so I kind of always knew I wanted to go some sort in the fashion industry. But to be honest, like, it's just like a cool way to, okay, like, if I'm really honest with you guys, it's a cool way to get free clothes. Like, I get a lot of free clothes, like glasses, sunglasses, bags, shoes. So that's kind of like a cool perk to it. But I just do it for fun, honestly. Like, I'm not trying to be a model. I'm not trying to, like, get famous or anything. It's just a cool way to like look back on and like document like things that I did or how I dressed. I don't know. It's just a cool outlet to do, and it's an expression of my style. So, and then the free clothes are such a perk.
Yeah,
so,
I'd say
you
so.
Know?
Yeah, hell yeah.
And yeah, any way to save money in New York, you know, instead of going out and buying clothes, I get them shipped to me. So that's kind of cool.
I can only imagine going shopping a week, you know, getting new clothes in New York. I can only imagine that.
Respect that hustle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So did this kind of just start out as a thing? Like, hey, I just want to, you know, yeah, showcase really, stuff, and then it just kind of turned into what it is, you know, a bigger thing, right?
It just like was my own little like website and blog, and it's actually kind of new. Like it's only almost two years old, so it's not been around a long time, and I do it as a side job. Like I work a full-time job and I just do this for fun when I have time. So I like update my Instagram like more than I do my blog because it takes a lot of time, but it's just fun. It's like a good outlet. So
for sure.
Yeah.
Who's following you around? You got your own photographer? How does that work?
So it's like actually anybody and everybody. Like
I was gonna say, like, do you approach people in the park?
Yeah, it's like, hey, will you take this picture of me real quick?
No, I'm not lying. I seriously do that. I ask like my roommate, and my mom, like my sister, anybody. Like when I'm traveling for work or traveling, I'll ask a stranger. I'll be like, hey, will you just like take my picture? And I just like have them stand where I want to stand. Everyone is so nice about it. Like no one's ever been mean about it, so it's just cool.
But like, what do they say when you say like, okay, so you go take my picture? Like, sure. And then you just like strike a pose or something.
Yeah,
and like, whoa, okay, now we're.
I like kind of pre-warn them. I'm like, can you just like squat a little bit? Because like because I'm kind of short, so I like to look taller in pictures. So I'm like, if you squat, like I'll look taller. And I just kind of am like, okay, just take a few, like, and I just start posing, and they're just kind of chill. They're probably thinking like, what the hell am I doing?
Right? They're like, oh. Like,
why did I say yes?
Does anybody ever go with it and like tell you to, you know, like work it, girl? Work yeah, it. Yeah,
yes, yeah, yeah.
Fierce, fierce. That's what I want.
So into it.
Oh,
yeah.
That's awesome.
I think Keith could have done this as a career.
I actually feel like he could. You sound really like you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah. I mean,
what are you doing on the weekends?
Bring out the best.
So I get all my fashion from Zoolander. So that's all I know about the fashion industry.
I mean, it sounds like you should start your own blog.
I don't know about all that.
Yeah, we're still trying to get Keith on Facebook. He's not even, he don't even know what the internet is yet.
It's a struggle.
It is not a struggle. I just do not like the internet. I don't like my picture being taken. I'm a weird
It's cool. I mean, there's pros and cons to the internet, but it's
there's definitely more pros than cons.
Don't let him off easy.
Hey, if there's a cool way to make money and get free stuff, why not?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, I support that 100%.
This guy says he doesn't like the internet and he does a weekly internet show.
Right. Yeah.
So it's a questionable thing.
I mean, I support the frugalness for sure.
Yeah. So, Nicolette, are you getting like, are companies or whoever's sending you this stuff? I mean, is that coming from Instagram? Is that coming directly from the blog? I mean, where's this traffic coming from?
It's kind of both. Like when companies reach out to me, they'll either reach out to me, like DM me on Instagram, or they'll email me, and it's just both. Like they'll be like, I found your blog and I liked it, or I saw you on Instagram, and they'll reach out that way. But it's cool because like a few people actually have reached out to me because they've like known me or like I've been an acquaintance. So it's kind of cool to like help out other people who are trying to do their own thing and do good things as well. So guys, I feel like we should all try to support each other, especially like people coming from Missouri, you know, like it's just cool to try to help everybody out that you can.
For sure. For sure.
Yeah.
When did you move out to New York? When was it?
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that.
Yeah. Well, as soon as we all graduated from university, basically I've been here almost this summer will be 4 years I've lived here.
That's crazy.
So yeah, it's awesome. I love New York. I can't imagine. Like I respect Missouri and I respect growing up in St. Louis, but honestly, like New York is just, it's so cool. It's basically like you can meet anybody and everything, and there's always something to do, and it's just like such a high living here. So I don't know. New York's awesome. I'm sure you guys, if you haven't visited, you should definitely come.
It's amazing. My sister lives out there, and it's awesome.
Oh, cool. Yeah. So, I mean, so then you probably know.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
If you can, then give us a little insight to what's the style like difference between, you know, St. Louis here and New York? Because when you're talking about asking people to take your pictures, I feel like in New York, you know, everyone's just kind of this, you know, a Midwest kid thinking this, that, you know, everyone's just kind of artsy and they're down for it. But in St. Louis, I don't know if that would fly necessarily. Like,
I think people would do it here. People
you think they would? I think they'd be as, they definitely wouldn't be like Keith and like yeah, work it. I feel like people are like, get out of my face, dude.
I mean, people are much nicer in Missouri, but I mean, it's crazy because the fashion is so different. Like, people here express themselves way more. Like, even guys wear, like, it's a cool thing to wear, like, scarves here. And I feel like in Missouri, guys don't wear scarves at all. Like,
Keith, you ever worn a scarf?
Never. And well, actually, I take that back. I do wear one when I hunt, when I'm in the deer stand. So.
Only when he hunts.
I mean, yeah. I mean, when I'm in Missouri, sometimes people look at me like, what is she wearing? Like, but here in New York, nobody would look twice at what I'm wearing. So
that's fine.
It's definitely different fashion wise, but I mean, I like New York because you could just kind of be who you want and no one's really going to judge you because there's literally every type of like walk of life here.
It's, right. Yeah.
It's cool. You kind of just can be free and like open with who you are. So that's kind of what I really love about it. But, you know, in Missouri, don't be afraid to wear those scarves, you know.
Yeah.
Hey.
If I want to wear a scarf, I'll wear a scarf.
No exactly.
Maybe we'll take some tips from Nicolette and then we'll just start trendsetting over here in St. Louis.
You know? Scarfing in St. Louis.
I'm not wearing a scarf, guys.
Hashtag scarfing in St. Louis.
It's about to be summer. I hope you're not wearing it. Wait, you're saying they wear scarves in the summer?
No.
Okay. I was going to say,
that'd be some style. Never. That'd be crazy. Yeah.
No, but just don't like, yeah. I feel like a lot of Missouri, like people wear what other people are wearing too. Like, I don't know. So just, I like to step outside the box to wear what people aren't wearing. So, yeah. Yeah,
for sure. Nick, well, let me ask you this. Where are you at on, I know, so is it safe to say that with the blog, that's kind of like, that's your own style? I mean, you're not like.
Yeah. So basically when I say like companies give me things, I've turned down some companies. Like there was companies that didn't fit my personal style or it wasn't really my aesthetic, or it was kind of, you know, not, to be very crude, it was like super slutty, and that's not what I'm trying to like be my image as. So I turn down a lot of companies and I pick out all of the clothes that I get sent. So it's definitely my style and my take. No one's ever telling me how to take my photos or, you know, how to style the clothes. It's all me. It's all my direction. And, you know, when I'm asking those people on the street, I'm very clear on like how I want the image, like what the background I want to be. So yeah, it's planned out in a way, and it's also very candid too.
That's dope. That's dope that you're doing it kind of all on your, you know,
your terms.
Yeah, everything. Yeah. And that's cool. I think you can get that, you know, you get that kind of feeling and that image just from checking out the blog. You know, it's just kind of, that's why I wanted to ask, because it didn't seem like, well, I wanted to bring up, I'll bring it up in a little bit, but like all the crazy shit that I've been seeing, like at Coachella and all the absolutely absurd things. And, you know, if you check out She Chronicles, you know, you're not going to see, like, as much as I know that you love Lady Gaga, you're not going to see some Lady Gaga outfits. You're going to see some stuff that Nicolette's rocking, right?
But can I like pitch her new song though? It's okay. Really good.
Well, hold on. Let me give you this moment right now to just profess and claim or whatever. Just tell the world how much you love Lady Gaga right now.
I mean, she's awesome. She's incredible, and her new song, "The Cure," is out on iTunes.
I've never met anyone in my entire life.
She should hire me. That's all I'm saying. Like, she should hire me to be her promoter.
You wouldn't be able to work. Every time you saw her, you would pass out.
Well, if she hires you, you're coming back on.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
You're going to have some stories to tell
guys,
us.
Guys, there's no way that Nicolette could function. I mean, I've never met anyone that loves Lady Gaga as much as her. There's no way she could, like, physically function around Lady Gaga. There's no way.
I think I could.
What does Lady Gaga call her followers? Little monsters or something like that?
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, but like, I think so. I don't know.
I wouldn't describe myself as that. I would just say I'm
a fan of the music.
She's a diehard.
Yes. Yeah.
Sounds like a little monster.
We all have those bands, right?
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure. Hey, nobody's knocking you.
No. I mean, 3-6 Mafia is mine, for sure.
you might never hear anyone else say that one, so that's
fine. Is that still a group?
No.
I don't think so.
No, it's not. For like 10 years, at least.
Still number one in my heart,
Well, that's all that matters, right?
It's very small black heart.
It's what you like.
Exactly. I'm expressing myself, Nick.
There you go.
Not through fashion, but through my voice.
There you go.
So what inspires you, Nicolette? Like, what makes you want to get into fashion?
And then carry that forward for us into each one of these blog posts, because that's got to be the connection, you know?
I don't know. Like, it's just, like I was saying, it's a way to feel free. And I love fashion because it's, like, everywhere. And then not even that it's everywhere. It's, like, it's so different. Like, just even from Missouri to St. Louis, from St. Louis to New York, it's so different. And then when I travel around the world, it's crazy. Like, I've studied abroad in London, and the fashion there is completely different than either of those places. So, I don't know. I just love... because I get to be creative, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Right. So I kind of just, I'm not like sitting behind a computer all day, like crunching numbers or like doing repetitive stuff. I get to be very expressive, and I get to, you know, think of ideas and be creative and innovative. So that's what I really like about it. And it's just, I get to meet really awesome creative people too that inspire me. And we just get to make cool things together. And I mean, fashion, like with my job, it takes me to travel, and then I try to travel as much as I can because that's like a big passion of mine. So, okay. Yeah.
So, where does the United States rank as far as world fashion
goes? Oh, wow. That's, ooh.
Oh, it's very low on my opinion. Oh, I mean, really? Everybody has their own opinion, but I would say, yeah. I mean, New York's cool. LA's got its cool, like, kind of vibe, but.
Well,
honestly, it starts in Europe, like, or like in the UK. It starts there, and then it kind of trinkles to the East Coast and West Coast, and then from those coasts, it kind of trinkles into the middle of the country. So it's kind of like you got to think of it as cycles. Like when certain seasons come out, it's kind of, to be honest with you, in the fashion industry, it gets to the middle, like middle America, like a season behind. Like bloggers are kind of wearing it before it hits the mainstream because they kind of set the trends, and then it trinkles in that way.
That makes sense.
But yeah.
I totally believe that.
Yeah, I would totally 100% believe that.
So, Nicolette, I got a couple general fashion questions for you.
Okay.
Before that, though, I want to ask you this. It just popped in my head. When you're doing your photo shoots and your pictures and the blog and for the Instagram and stuff, are these planned things? Or are these just kind of like on a whim, like I'm out walking around doing stuff, like let's just do this? Or is it kind of like, okay, Saturday the 15th, we're hitting, you know what I'm saying? Is it like a scheduled thing?
It's definitely not planned at all. Like, I mean, I try to plan, but sometimes it's really hard because since I work like Monday through Friday, it's hard to plan things. I really only have the weekends, but I would say it's definitely spur of the moment. But, or like, say I'm going on a trip. So then obviously, like, we all probably plan our outfits or like how we're packing. So I kind of strategically pack what I would like to shoot. Like, so for an example, like I'm going to Cuba next week. So I'm packing, I know, I'm really excited, but I'm packing like very like colorful dresses because it's a very colorful city. Or when I went to like Washington, I like packed kind of dark jeans. Like it's a little strategic, but then it's like, you know, when I'm out at brunch, I'll be like, hey, you know, my friend, I asked her to take my picture. So it's like, or, you know, like whenever it's like organic, it's in the moment. I'm not like trying to do that every day of my life, but
for sure.
So both, it's planned and not planned.
No, I get it. But yeah. It makes sense. Yeah,
where are you going in Cuba?
I'm going to Havana.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm so excited. It's a group of us, man. So it'll be really cool. I've always wanted to go there since I've been a little girl. So
then we'll have to
everybody will
have to check out your blog and Instagram then, because there'll be some pictures from there. I know it.
Yeah, that'll
exactly.
That'll be awesome. So
yeah.
So stay tuned.
Okay, so here's what I got for you. I got a couple general fashion questions, just really easy stuff,
okay.
And then I want to ask you about. I'm sure you've seen some of this stuff from Coachella, from that.
Oh,
outfits.
Yeah.
I want to ask you a couple about that. And then I want to ask you about to give us a couple tips before before we get you out of here, because I know it's...
I don't need any tips,
you see
bro.
This? You see this?
Just wait till I describe what...
I would like to say, just wait. If you can see the studio, I am clearly the best dressed.
This is the first time ever that Griffin has outdressed both of us.
The first time ever? Yeah. That is some nonsense.
Tim probably outdresses me every week.
He knew we were talking. He knew I was going to bring this up. That's why he's wearing jeans.
We're doing fashion. I can't...
He's thinking ahead.
I can dress to impress.
Talk about planning, Griffin. Okay, so here's my question. First off... Are fanny packs back in style?
Stop. No, they'll never.
Did they ever go
back.
Out of style?
That's the real question. Feel like
are fanny packs
so versatile, dude?
People are wearing.
The practicality of a fanny pack is.
You just can't beat that.
Yeah.
True. Oh, exactly. My God.
I mean, honestly, fashion comes in waves. Like, that started in the 80s. And, like, I don't know if you guys remember, but, like, girls had those, like, North Face fanny packs.
I remember.
The roof. They would, I remember.
Over their shoulder. And
oh, yeah. They're like a purse.
They're like, yeah. Yes. They're like, oh, I'm going to wear it over my shoulder. Not like.
Oh.
So, I mean, honestly, I've never worn a fanny pack and never will. But it could come back in fashion.
Birkenstocks
are back in fashion.
Yeah.
We're not going to see it on your blog.
Never.
I'm just saying.
That is a hard no.
Yeah. Sorry, Keith. We're going to have to put that fanny pack back in the closet, man.
Did I hurt your feelings?
Well, no, you're fine. I've never worn a fanny pack in my life.
He was going to bust one out to the bars tonight, but it looks just like it's not going
to
happen.
Yep.
It's a place to put all your extra shit that you
have
don't want
so
in
many,
pocket.
Stop. Have so many things.
Stop it.
So many things.
Hey, men in New York, there's some man purses. You know, you get your briefcase, backpack.
I'll get a satchel.
Just watch after this comes out and... there's going to be guys walking around New York with fanny packs. I'm telling you. Next question for you. Can you please explain to me, and I'm sure this is a personal thing. I don't know. We haven't talked about this, guys, so I don't know where you're at on this. But can you please explain to me what is the purpose? I mean, why is lipstick a thing? I just don't understand lipstick.
To make your lips look fuller.
That's like, because you're a guy. When you go to kiss a girl, it's like, ew, I don't want to kiss that. Yeah. So I completely understand from your point of view. You know, but I feel like we look prettier with it. We love it. It makes us feel girly and pretty. It's not for everybody. You know, some people like nudes. Some people like lip glosses. It's just a way... I guess it's just makeup. It's been around for years and years and years. I don't know. I mean, lipstick's cool until you're like eating a burrito or a taco and then it's like all over the place.
Keith has that problem frequently.
Yeah.
I have that problem.
Do they make flavored lipstick?
They have to.
Yeah, I think they do, for sure.
How are you going to eat? Do they make burrito flavored lipstick? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Taco lipstick? I'd be all
then
over
maybe
that.
You'd kiss a girl with lipstick.
I'd be like, wait, what? I'd be like, well, hold on. What flavor is that? Taco? Okay. All right.
Dude, and about that question, I just find it that you just singled out lipstick.
I cannot. Yeah. Let me tell you something, guys. I'm about to give you a little.
That question could apply to all makeup.
No.
Just lipstick is the weird one.
And
thing.
It doesn't have to do, I mean, I'm just saying in general, like, I don't understand it. Two, I can't tell you how much I just absolutely hate lipstick. I just don't understand the purpose of
it. You're not the first guy to say that. A lot of guys think that way.
And listen, this is nothing against people that wear lipstick. Like, if you want to wear lipstick and do your thing, like, that's cool. I'm not knocking you, but I just don't understand. I'm like, it confuses me. You know what I mean? Like, I get that you're saying it highlights or accents your lips or whatever. I get that. But, like, there's like, I see picture of people wearing like green and black and all this stuff. Like, you're not doing that.
Yeah, that's a little strange.
Yeah, like.
Yeah, that's them just trying, I guess, be like kind of stand out or be like extra.
I don't know. Maybe it's just me. It's never been my thing. I
guess the other right time, right place for it. Not every day.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So now let me ask you some questions about. I know that we talked about with your blog. You kind of. You know, you go by Nicolette's, you go by Nicolette's rules and terms and stuff, which we definitely appreciate. But it's safe to assume, though, that you're still pretty hip on the overall general fashion world. I mean, you have to be somewhat, right? Especially with your job and stuff and all that. So let me ask you a couple questions here. Number one, and I got some pictures here I'm going to show the guys.
Okay.
Do you know what the deal is with these invisible pants that Kendall Jenner is wearing? You don't know about this?
Invisible pants.
No,
that's what they're calling
it. Just sounds like she's not wearing pants.
So she's wearing
pants.
But she cut everything. She cut out everything from the thigh to the ankle out, except for one strand of the jean.
And she has her shirt.
Oh, it's like jeans with holes in them.
No. It's literally from the thigh to her ankles, just a strand of jeans.
You know the seam down the side of your jeans?
While you're on your phone right now, you should Google this.
I have to Google this.
Yeah, type in invisible jean Kendall Jenner. Or invisible pants.
She left it on her ankles too. That's why.
Let me see this.
Dude, did you notice her shirt is tucked in to her jeans and then coming out the bottom?
I know.
That is wild.
So that is so weird.
Hey, ABC Pod, man. So she kept the ankle.
She looks like a slutty McDonald's
she
worker.
Kept the so she kept the ankle so that it would be like pants, you know what I mean? So like you have the top and the bottom, and that the middle strand does connect it like pants.
I feel like there's something on my leg. I feel like, what is that?
I know, crazy.
I feel like she just went through some like post-apocalyptic shit.
Yeah, like her pants.
She just barely escaped with her life.
Escape LA, dude.
And not
she's ready for the Walking Dead.
And not with her pants though.
I wonder.
Oh, Walking Dead. Yeah.
I wonder if anybody stopped and was like any old lady was like, "Hey, you're missing.
Are you okay?
You're missing some of your.
Are you okay?
Like, it's crazy. Something. Okay." So from there, I want to go to.
That's weird.
Have you seen? Can you explain to me what this the Coachella outfit of Rihanna and this Gucci Gucci suit that I'm seeing?
That was on the Gucci runway. That was on the Gucci runway this year. It's just, I mean, Coachella's like turned into like more instead of having fun, being like in a desert, enjoying the music. I feel like now it's more so about trying to outdress the person next to you.
Oh yeah, it's a fashion show. Yeah,
it's like the fashion week for the desert. Yeah, honestly, for sure. It really is.
Is it outdress or outshock?
It looks like she's
shock value.
Yeah, yeah. So outshock.
Looks like she's a knight, and she's like,
well, that's a bad picture.
Got chainmail on something.
That's pretty dope.
For those who don't know what we're talking about, this is she. You know, like those. You know those suits that people wear like the basketball games and they're like the full body that cover your face. They're like all lime green.
Like
the
Green Man.
Just think of that for people who don't know what I'm talking about. Yeah. She's wearing that basically. What you saw was with her hood down. It's diamond encrusted, made by Gucci. Reportedly costed almost $9,000.
That's a little weird.
Weird.
That's doesn't it look like some medieval shit?
It's just
making a statement.
I don't know who you are. When you're wearing, you know, you could be anybody.
Well, hey, maybe that's why she's
I don't know that
that's Rihanna.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
So she could walk around and, like, actually do stuff, but I don't know. I mean, that's kind of crazy.
It's a little bit crazy. Really, so wear that as, like, a practical, artful clothing. I mean, it's
a little bit I would say that's brave, for sure. Walking out of your house like that, that's brave.
Well, I mean, you can't care what people's going to think when you wear fashion. I surely don't. Like, if, you know... Just wear it. If you like it, wear it. Who cares what people are going to say?
That is
true.
Okay.
That is true.
I hear you.
Okay. Let's see here. Last thing before we ask you about us. Can you, off the top of your head, can you name your favorite Lady Gaga outfit?
Whoa. Oh, God.
Can either of you guys?
The meat suit.
The meat suit's first thing that comes to mind.
Do you guys know why she did that? It's like all of her. See, this is why I love her. Okay. It's because all of her stuff is for statements. That was for Don't Ask, Don't Tell. When gay people came out, they were actually discharged. So it was like a whole statement to the military being like, we're not just meat on bones.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. It was me. So, and she actually brought those people who were discharged for being gay as her dates. Oh. And so that's kind of why she wore the meat, because she was making a statement that, you know, these are actual human beings, not just meat to supply your army with. So,
I never knew that. Cool.
But anything with Lady Gaga, maybe like showing off, like in a thong, she's really pretty. I don't know.
Griff, anything come to mind for you?
No, I can't think of anything.
A few things come to mind, but they're just so, I don't even know how to describe them. They're so crazy.
Her Super Bowl outfit was tame. I mean, she looked nice.
Yeah.
Did you guys enjoy her performance? Yeah. Did you like it?
I didn't realize, outside of her like big songs, I really don't know Lady Gaga songs, but she's got a really awesome voice.
Yeah, she's
I did
good
not
singer.
Realize
yeah.
that.
Oh, yeah. She's super talented.
Yeah, she is for sure.
Yeah. No, and honestly, her best songs are like the songs that aren't like, I mean, because obviously any artist does like those mainstream songs to like for the like for everyone, but like the ones that aren't her singles are like the lyrics are cool because she writes them all herself
for sure. And she just got done doing like it was like a tour with I forget what it's called, but she was going to like little bars and doing
her dive bar tour.
Yeah, and so
yeah, because. I mean, she does that. Well, because like this is how crazy of a fan I am. Like she said that like when you play a dive bar, it should feel like you're playing for a stadium. And when you play for a stadium, you should feel like you're playing for a dive bar.
Okay.
So that's like her logic. And it's kind of like she's like, I'm going back to my roots, like where I started in dive bars.
For
sure.
Okay.
I heard a couple recordings of her doing that. And yeah, she sounded really good, actually. But how honestly, though, on a scale of 1 to 10 in that halftime show, how scared were you when she jumped off that roof? Did you actually think that she did it?
Well, I actually like heard rumors that she was like,
oh, so you already knew it was coming.
I already knew. But I mean, yeah, she's awesome. We don't have to talk about Lady Gaga anymore.
Guys, do you have before we get to Nicolette to give us some tips, do you guys got anything else for?
On a hot dog, ketchup or mustard?
Oh, wow.
Both and a little bit of relish.
Oh, okay.
All right, but if you only have one, though, and they're like, okay, it's like, you know, world's about to end. You can only have one. There's, you know,
this is very important to us.
Only one.
Yeah,
only one.
But
ketchup or mustard.
That's it.
Pick now.
Ketchup.
Get out. See, told you.
I feel like every hot dog stand should know about you now.
Keith. This is Nicolette. Actually,
Nicolette, come on,
is the best person to ask your taco question to.
Oh yes.
Oh yes, I am.
Hard shell or soft shell tacos?
No. You got to do the hard shell.
Thank you. First person.
No.
She's not done.
You put the soft shell over the hard shell.
I see what type of person you are right now, Nicolette. You're choosing ketchup and mustard, and you're choosing hard shell and soft shell. You are wiggling around the questions right now.
I do that all the time.
We want straight answers here on the ABC podcast.
No, it has to be both. It has to be the hard shell and the soft shell. Gotta let me live.
Do you ever wrap the soft shell around the hard shell? I think Taco Bell has something like that. Is that what she said?
Yeah, dude. It's like it's kind of like the double decker.
Double decker taco.
Like the gordita crunch.
Oh, there we go.
Yes, the cheesy gordita crunch. Yes,
basically. Yes. Wow. Okay. Okay. So here's what we're gonna do before we get out of here with you and let you get on with your night and stuff. I was hoping that you could give us a couple pointers. You know, the St. Louis fashion.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let me break this down. Let me break this down for you real quick. Let me tell you.
I don't want to offend you guys.
No, you're not gonna offend us. Yeah. Oh no, it's fine. Be honest. Be brutally honest.
Okay.
We'll be fine. Let me start off with myself. This is what I'm wearing right now.
Okay.
I got a backwards hat on, t-shirt.
Okay, cool.
T-shirt, yeah. Basketball gym shorts. I'm wearing my dress socks from work today that are still up.
Argyle socks.
They're touching the bottom of my calf.
Argyle's nice.
They are classy socks.
Yeah.
And I'm wearing those dress socks with sandals right now. What are your thoughts about that?
You know, you do you. Hey, you know, press yourself. If you loving it, do it. But I like the Argyle stock. I like the hat. Maybe
give me one upgrade option. If you could have one option to upgrade me, like what would it be? What would you go for?
The gym shorts. It's got to be the gym shorts.
I would take the sandals out.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Socks and sandals. Yes.
Change it to like tennis shoes or something.
That's my thing, though.
Okay. Oh, is it the sliders? Is that what you're talking about?
What, like, the sandals?
It's not like, yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's not like thong sandals.
No, okay. No.
That would, yeah.
God, that's like super weird.
I think I'd slap them.
Yeah, only really weird people do that. All right, now we got to go over to Keith here, because this is killing me over here. Actually, I'm surprised that we saw him today, Griff, with all this camo he's actually wearing right now.
He's hard to spot.
Keith's got the camo blues hat. He's got the camo... Okay. Wearing a camo Under Armour hoodie.
Navy blue with a camo Under Armour.
No, it's black camo Under Armour emblem.
All right, I'm colorblind.
Jeans, and were you wearing boots too?
Yeah.
What kind of boots?
Some square toe Ariats.
Those are like real worker boots.
A country boy can't
spell. They're like cowboy boots.
Oh, cowboy boots.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Yeah, we got country boy over here.
All right.
Well,
Nicolette.
You know what? You're on trend because,
Thank you.
A, camo's on trend, but B, tip for you guys. Well, it's more so, you know, the women are doing it right now, but it's like matching everything where like you're matching shirt to your, like all one color. Like it's like if you're wearing a red shirt, you want to wear a red skirt. I'm serious. It's so in right now.
Keith, you're so in right now.
thank you.
Number one. I can't believe that you just passed this test.
Hey, a broken clock. It's a broken clock. It's that mentality. It's going to be right at some point.
I was going to say, this is a classic look, all right? If it wasn't cold outside, I'd just be in a t-shirt, jeans, boots, and a hat.
If you ever showed up one day to my house wearing all camo from head to toe to match like Nicolette was just saying, I don't know. That'd be crazy.
I mean, I will be in all camo tomorrow.
That's true.
You're going hunting, though. That's not stylish, though. That's for the
deer. Are you going hunting?
Yes, I am. It's turkey season.
That sounds fun. Oh, nice.
All right, let's go over to Griff here. Griff. What do we got here? We got a nice little a zip up. What material is this? Jean? Is this a jean?
Is that denim?
Is it denim, Dan, right now?
It's
canvas of some sort.
Some kind of canvas, a zip up jacket. It's nice. It's got some nice style to it. What are you wearing? Just a regular t-shirt under that?
White t-shirt.
We got regular. Uh-huh. We got some dark jeans. He's looking good, but he's wearing
like Marlon Brando right
penny
now.
Penny loafers.
Really.
Penny loafers with no socks. It looks like.
Yeah, no socks.
Oh, okay.
That's it. Are your feet cold?
I'm good. No, I'm solid. I'm great.
You want to like borrow my socks or something?
No, we're good.
Yeah, I cracked the Argyle with those, man.
No Argyle. No, thank
you. That reminds me of like when people wear like the full, like they're like it's cold out. They're wearing like the hoodie with the long pants and then they got like flip flops on. I'm like, what are you doing? Are your feet cold?
I do that all the time. Yeah. I wear sweatpants with sandals all the time.
I might be one of those.
Griff, explain your jacket real quick if you can.
I don't know how to explain my jacket. It's just a good looking jacket.
Oh, wow. Let's not give a Nicolette to go much off of.
It looks great.
It's a jacket.
Is that your statement piece?
Yeah, it looks
great. He actually said that, I think. He said that before we started recording, that was...
Oh.
Did you say something about how your jacket was the... Did you not say something like that or not?
I don't know.
You think you did, but...
It's a dope jacket. I bought it at Target.
You're looking like Steve McQueen right now, man. You're looking good.
Well, let's put it this way. I think, guys, if all three of us right now was just... If we were all just in New York, the only one that would actually pass and be cool in the streets would be fucking Keith, and that's crazy.
You're welcome.
I don't think that's true.
If anybody wants fashion tips, come ask me.
I'm not buying this for a second. You can't see my outfit. I would pass just fine.
Yeah, you would. You'd be all right. I would fail for sure.
I guess Dugan, you're the last one.
Yeah. Normally, I got a decent style going, but today's just not my day.
It's not your day.
I'm getting shown up by both of you guys. This is an all-time low for me.
Get used to it.
It's every day.
Okay. Step up your game.
Last thing, Nicolette.
Yes.
Last question, I should say.
Okay.
Look, let me know. Tell all the St. Louis guys out here listening right now to this. What should, summer's coming up, you know, it's going to get hotter, mm-hmm. style's coming out. A little bit of color here and there, you know what I mean? Tell the St. Louis guys, what is the proper, what should you be wearing this summer to the bar this summer? Just give me like a outfit. Just like first thing that pops in your head.
All right. Well, my personal opinion, this is not every girl's opinion, but mine is I absolutely despise boat shoes. I despise them.
Sperry's?
To a passion.
What about penny loafers count, like, Griff?
Thank you. I agree with that 120%.
If they're loafers, I love them. The boat shoes kill me because it's like every single guy has them. It's like how every guy has them. So but I would
like sneakers or something?
Sneakers are awesome. Okay. Sneakers are cool. Like, show your style in your sneakers. Like, you know what I mean? Like, get really cool sneakers and then wear them, you know, with black socks and get, like, you know, shorts that are, like, you know, not baggy but not tight. I don't know, like, fitted nice. Like, you know, they fit you. And then, like...
What color, though?
Do... you could do like any color. Do like, don't be scared of color, you know, like kind of do some cool, like a light gray or like a dark gray, like something cool. And then do like a plain V-neck. V-necks look good. Yeah.
Keeping it, it sounds like my summer outfit right there.
Me too.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. We're on.
Do a V-neck.
Not mine.
But yeah.
That's pretty much what I wear.
Yeah. How do you feel about jeans in the summer?
Yeah, jeans are chilling.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Jeans are acceptable year round.
Yeah, sure. Okay. I think so.
Until it's 100 degrees out.
Well, here's
I'm gonna look at you like you're weird.
Here's a lot of questions that I have when it comes to this stuff too. Is when it comes to summer, not it's kind of like the jean thing, but like when are hats for guys? When are hats acceptable? Like, I'm saying like at a bar. Is it different if you go to like? Do people wear hats at a club? Well, I don't really even know.
Not church.
That's it.
Or the national anthem.
That's it. Only time. Anytime other than that, hats are good. Basically.
Yeah, hats are good. I mean, unless you're like taking a girl out on like a nice dinner, it's like the first day you don't want to wear a hat. Right. But it's like.
Keith. What if you have terrible hair? What if you're balding?
You slick it. Like, get a little bit of, don't be scared of product, you know, kind of comb it to the side.
Way too thin at this point.
Could he get a top hat? A nice top hat.
It's about the only thing that would save me in this one.
I would say that hats are cool. Yeah, it shows like you got style, you know what I mean? Like
swag.
And like I was saying with the tennis shoes, cool tennis shoes are awesome.
Yeah.
Thoughts on boots?
Boots are nice.
No. No, you're not wearing boots.
Don't just lie to Keith.
Yeah,
you're wearing cowboy boots with jeans and like a plain V-neck t-shirt, I could dig it.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
There you
appreciate
go.
That.
You're looking good, Keith. Okay. All
right. Yeah. All right. You guys getting, you know, getting ready for summer.
Yeah. All right, Nicolette. Well, we'll let you go. Hey, what's on tap tonight for a Friday night in New York? What's going on?
I'm just
going
to go out to dinner with some friends in the East Village. So, yeah.
Shout out to the East Village.
Kind of a casual night. Yeah. I'm going to a boozy brunch tomorrow, so that'll be a lot of fun. New York does, like, really good brunches. That's one of the other great things about here is, you know, you pay a fixed price for unlimited drinks.
Yeah.
So.
What's the go-to brunch drink?
Mimosa.
Yeah. Probably mimosa or a Bellini. Yeah.
Wait, what did you just say?
A Bellini.
What is that?
It's like exactly like a mimosa, but it tastes more like peachy.
Ooh.
And I think there's something else in it, but I can't remember. But it's exactly like a mimosa, basically. It just tastes a little different.
That sounds more my alley.
Yeah, they're good.
Mojito a morning thing?
No, I didn't think so.
I was thinking Cuba, so enjoy one of those.
Well, she definitely will.
Yes.
She'll come across one.
I will probably have my weight in mojito.
Yeah, she'll definitely. What's that?
What was that, Tim?
A Cuba Libre. I don't know. I've seen it on a
commercial. Oh, God.
Was that an accent right there?
We got Mr. Worldwide over here.
Cuba Libre.
Pitbull. Oh, yeah.
Hey, well, listen, Nicolette, like I said, man, we really appreciate you coming on.
Before
you get out of here, man, why don't you let's plug so SheetChronicles.com, right? And then what's your Instagram? Is that Sheet Chronicles too?
Yeah, it's just Sheet Chronicles, or you could type in Nicolette Eisenreich. I think it'll come up both ways. But yeah, follow me on there for daily updates.
Yeah. So, anything else that you want to plug before we get out of here?
No, I just want to say thank you to you guys for having me on, and especially being the first female, you know what's up. I appreciate it, and it's been awesome. Great talk with you guys. Hey,
well, we appreciate it too. We appreciate you dropping some knowledge on us and putting us all to shame, except for Keith. If you did, okay, but me basically. But, so
whatever. Thank you, and very nice to meet you.
You guys
Nicolette.
Will win them over with your personalities. It's okay.
All right. Well, thanks, Nicolette.
Thanks, Nicolette.
We'll talk to you soon. All right.
Bye.
Guys, I mean, how crazy is that? Only in New York would Keith outshine us, Griff.
It's nonsense. This is a backwards world.
Like, it doesn't even make sense.
But the fashion world, like, is going to go through everything, right? So, like, it really is the...
So what is my style?
It's a broken clock type of thing. It's right twice a day. Like, you're right by default. You didn't do anything. Fashion came to you. You didn't go to fashion.
Oh, no.
And fashion will soon leave you, and you will stay right where you're at.
So you're saying you got...
Exactly.
So you're saying he got lucky on the
That's exactly what I'm saying.
I got lucky this go around.
Yeah. Next time
if we interview her in a year or probably like three months, I'm probably out of style.
3 months you're totally out.
Well, I got one last picture I want to show you guys because I didn't bring this up to her because I don't know if she even cares, but I thought this was hilarious. Did you guys see at Coachella too? Have you guys seen it was all over the internet? Cam Newton, what he wore.
No.
No, but he's got a pretty flamboyant
style. He is. And I don't get me wrong here, everyone. I love Cam Newton. But it's basically, do you guys know what a romper is?
Yes.
That's a kind
it's of. It's a girl's.
Yeah, it's like the one
piece type deal, right?
I'm safe to assume that I think Cam Newton, who is a massive man, by the way.
Oh, yeah. He's like 6'5".
He's a
giant. This one I'm about to show you is his
please don't
outfit to Coachella. And I'm pretty sure it's a male version of a romper, if I could say.
A grown man in a romper. It looks like a grown man in a romper.
It looks like a one piece.
What is the design on this?
It flowers, I think. Like, aren't rompers usually flowers, too?
Okay, so floral pattern. No. I don't accept this.
That's not yours. Well, it's not camo, so you're out of it.
What is wrong? Okay. I usually don't have a camo hat on.
Yeah, right.
It's definitely the male version of a romper.
I like his hat, though.
It's not a romper because it's shorts. But
I think it's all one piece, though.
Yeah.
How do you put that thing on?
He's got it tied. He's got a string.
The old pajamas?
He has like a string around his waistband.
Which... It's rompers rope, usually bro. Have something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
I
know.
I think it's a male romper, dude. Had to be custom made because, like I said, he's a giant and he's ripped and he's just a massive man. I mean,
it's crazy.
Yeah, he's got.
Crazy
he's wearing a cool hat, though.
I think he's trying to take the idea of like a suit, you know, like a that into like a summer outfit, which
sure.
doesn't work. No. Don't do it.
Well,
stay away.
Hey, you know what? If we're going by what Nicolette said, be yourself. Be out there. Hey, shout out to you,
especially
Cannon.
If you're an athlete. That's just like absolutely.
You knock those off for me. Yeah. Just set them on the ground for me. Sorry.
It's all good.
I know.
Especially if you're an athlete that's swimming in money, you know. You have adoring fans.
Yeah, I mean, Rihanna spent $9,000.
You do what you want to do.
Rihanna spent $9,000 just to go to a weekend. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm going to start walking the catwalks.
Do you see Russell Westbrook while we're on this? Russell Westbrook is, you know.
Well,
fashion icon.
It's playoff. See, it's playoff time.
What did he walk into with last night, man?
Oh, that with the shirt, the open shirt. Oh, yeah.
Down, not buttoned, like one button up. Walking in,
he like just, all the way to his waist was just like unbuttoned.
I forget
no shirt on undershirt.
I forget who did the comedy thing where it just shows people like walking in, just wearing, and everybody's calm about it. Somebody's like walking in an astronaut suit.
Yeah,
and just the security guards just like. What's up, Russ?
Nothing
weird about it.
He really he's got some crazy style, but he really shows out for the playoffs. No, it's showtime for the playoffs.
He's one of my favorite people walking the earth.
Yeah,
he's a good dude.
Yeah,
there's no doubt about that.
Endlessly entertaining.
Yes, he is.
No, so let's before we move on. So we're still gonna do the theory, and we got a couple stories real quick. But last comments here. Let's about Nicolette and the She Chronicles, man. What do you guys thoughts?
She did a really good job for me explaining. What she gets out of fashion and what I guess every designer or like producer of fashion gets out of it is it's a way to express yourself. The expression is where it's at.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I like the, talking to her. I like how you could tell, like you could tell just by looking at her stuff that like she does her own thing. You know what I mean? And you can definitely tell, like, it's funny that she was saying about having random people take her pictures and stuff, but you can tell that, she definitely knows, like, well, you know, when it comes to these pictures and stuff and these posts and whatever, you know, she knows, has her direction.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Her own direction.
What I was trying to say, she does a good interview. Those are basically the words I was looking for.
Well,
she does a really, really good interview.
Yeah, so. Definitely. So, yeah.
You need to try Poacher for the social media stuff.
Yeah. Let's get, hey.
That'd be great.
She might expect payments.
Yeah.
Put the AB. Yeah. We have to say,
damn.
Keith's the fashion. We'll send her some free clothes from Keith. He's the fashion
it's
guy.
True.
Now you're the fashion guy.
Oh, fuck.
We're going to send, we'll just have Keith send like a gift box or something.
Have him sign it. Keith Schaefer.
Oh, and the autograph too.
Yeah. That actually sounds like it could be a fashion line.
There you
as
go.
As ridiculous as it is.
Yeah, that is like a box.
Keith Schaefer.
The fashion line of Keith Schaefer?
Yeah, I could see it.
Oh, man. That'd be...
Like, if you weren't Keith Schaefer, Keith Schaefer was somebody else.
That makes so much sense.
Just the name, though.
Wow, that's hilarious.
Oh, that makes so much sense.
Okay.
That's awesome, too.
Well, from now on, Keith, you're the fashion guy. Let's move on. And that means only one thing. It's time for Theory of the Week. Griff, what you got?
Bow.
That sounded like some baby making music. Yeah. Not the X-Files.
Oh, no, this is not baby making stuff. This is sad.
This is serious stuff.
Okay.
All right. We're going to talk about a pair of mysterious deaths that are inextricably linked.
Okay.
Because their father and son. So, Bruce Lee We'll start here.
Oh.
Bruce Lee died on, and this, his death has always interested me a little bit because he died on July 20th, 1973. July 20th is my birthday, and I'm a narcissist.
Oh. Yeah. I wasn't going to go there, but okay.
I'm a sociopath.
I went there. He's a sociopath. I'm a narcissist.
What does that make me? God.
Well, I don't know. We just have a host of a host of personality disorders.
Yeah.
But, all right. So he died on July 20th, 1973, in, you know, the prime of his life, peak physical condition, yada, yada, yada. After, we'll walk through the circumstances of his death, of his son's death, and then we'll get back to it.
Okay.
So, after complaining of a severe headache, he took a painkiller from, and he went to bed.
Oh, no.
He later couldn't be woken. His partner tried to wake him, and she said, "Yeah, he seemed like he was just resting peacefully, like he was breathing, but he wouldn't wake up."
Now, I have heard some of this, but yeah. Go on. It's yeah.
He got rushed to the hospital, and was later pronounced dead.
Hmm.
The official cause of death is a cerebral edema. Which a cerebral edema is a condition in the brain caused by an inflammatory reaction. It can be the result of cerebral trauma, tumors, allergy, toxins, yada, yada, yada.
Poisonous pills, maybe?
In this case, they said it was an allergic reaction to the painkiller.
Oh, really? Oh.
Right.
I gotta ask.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Who killed him?
We'll get into that.
Okay.
We will.
Sorry, the man.
That'd be the theory that we'll jump into.
Let's hear it.
But so, the official cause of death, they say, is a cerebral edema caused by an allergic reaction to this painkiller. But the doctor, his personal doctor, said he'd taken this painkiller before, did not have an allergic reaction. So, just keep that in mind. This was a very severe allergic reaction, obviously.
Okay.
Brandon Lee, his son. Now, you guys might have heard of his death. This is pretty famous and pretty crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Brandon Lee died on March 31st, 1993, of an accidental gunshot while shooting on the set of The Crow.
Yeah.
He was playing The Crow.
Yeah.
The shooting happened in a scene where Brandon Lee's character is shot with a 44 Magnum at close range, at extremely close range. So the scene calls for dummy cartridges, and because the crew overlooked a squib load. So, and basically, instead of buying dummy bullets, they made their own dummy bullets. Like, they pulled the bullet out and pulled the ammo out or something. I don't really understand guns, Keith. So Keith's looking at me sideways. But they did something very wrong, essentially.
Yeah.
And in the end, it wound up with a live ammo being fired from, you know, 2 feet away into his abdomen. He was from a 44 Magnum, so that's a serious, serious gun.
Right.
He was rushed to the hospital, and after like 6 hours of surgery, they couldn't save him. He passed away.
R.I.P., man.
Yeah. So, very sad story. You know, very freaky story to die on the set of a major motion Hollywood picture.
For sure.
Yeah, by a gunshot bullet, a very preventable mistake.
Yeah.
Okay, so... Hold on, before we dive into either side of these,
uh-huh.
Griff. Okay, so keep going here, Griff, and basically break down like what's the theory that we're looking at here.
All right, so the theory. So
and then after that, we'll dive into. I think we should section it out, and we'll dive into it.
So okay. The official stories on both of these are clear that these are unrelated events. I mean, they're 20 years apart.
Yeah.
That of freak accidents, basically, that you know, plagued the father and son, plagued this family. That's, you know, they're not. People die. That's what happened. But a lot of people don't believe that. Lots of reasons. You know, Bruce Lee was incredibly significant. I mean, you can't really overstate it.
Oh, yeah.
And he had some disagreements with different people. So I'm going to go over a few theories, and I'll get into like the main theory that I found. So theory number one, Bruce and Brandon were killed by Chinese triads.
I think that's probably the most popular one.
That's the one I've heard, yeah.
Because he wouldn't pay them protection money. It wouldn't go along with they wanted to influence his movie career.
Yes.
And, I don't know what the triad is. It's the Chinese mafia,
basically.
It's
kind of. The Chinese mafia and the triads are actually two separate groups.
Oh.
But also, that theory does go right along with the theory that the Chinese mafia, basically same thing.
Okay.
It was either the triads or the Chinese mafia.
Right.
And that Brandon, his son... was either killed as just an ongoing, like, you don't fuck with us, we're going to kill you and we'll kill your family. Yeah. Like, we're not going to stop. Or that the same thing, that they tried to influence Brandon and that he wouldn't go along with it also. And so they killed him. There's also those that say, and this is just absolutely insane, a lot of people believe that he was killed by hardcore martial arts followers and practitioners who were angry with him for showing secret moves to Westerners.
Oh, wow.
Oh, damn.
That, you know what? That would be actually insane. That'd be crazy.
Totally insane. And with the Bruce Lee one, there are people who, I cannot pronounce the actual Kung Fu name for it, but believe that he was not killed by... the cerebral edema was not the painkiller. It was the result of the death touch.
Heard of the death touch in
Kung Fu movies.
Yes.
Where it's a tap and it like kills you like 2 weeks later.
Yeah, it takes that one point. What do they call it? It's like a...
They believe in like extreme pressure points, right? So all it takes is the tap of that right point.
And then it like clog an artery.
And then like 2 weeks later, you'll be dead.
If you shout out to this, by the way, because I think this was influenced by whatever Griff just said. But if you've ever seen, I think it's not Enter the Dragon, that's Bruce Lee. But Romeo Must Die? I think it's a Jet Li movie.
Okay.
Where whatever one where he's like helping the prostitute out, I forget. That whole movie is like super into not Kung Fu, but pressure points. Like not Kung Fu related pressure points, but they're all about like sticking needles and stuff at pressure points where people like freeze or don't, you know, just go. If you know what I'm talking about, then check it out. It's a big on what like that, like a like hitting that certain nerve and that nerve just locking everything up.
I gotcha.
Okay, and the third theory is basically goes a lot like the first one, but it is that instead of the Chinese mob or the triads, it was the good old Italian mafia in America.
Italian mafia?
That killed him.
Oh, boy.
Because, once again, they were trying to influence and profiteer from his movie career, and he would not go along with it. Same with his son. And so they had him whacked, you know.
Okay.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah.
two accents for Griff today. Hey, two accents.
Just trying to follow Keith's lead. Just trying to follow Keith's lead.
Bada bing, bada boom.
No big deal.
Yeah, he just won up me.
Joe Bats here. Bash your kneecaps in.
So as I mentioned before, with the official line of, you know, that he Bruce Lee died of a reaction to this medicine. His doctor said he had taken this multiple times in the past. No reaction.
It's bullshit.
So it's probably the death touch. but so this is the main theory that I'm going to go with that I found a lot of agreement on online.
Okay.
So Bruce and Brandon were killed by the Chinese mafia or the triads. Both groups had warned the two about exposing secrets of martial arts and both refused to go along with these groups in attempting to influence or profit from their career. One or both of these groups, in maybe in conjunction, worked to have these two killed. Where do we stand?
I'm going along with the triad one. If he was that specialized in martial arts, I definitely think he would have got a hospitalization after the death touch.
Oh, that's a good point. Think he would have known?
Yeah, I would just totally debunk that.
Yeah, like because, you're saying like he would know like, oh shit, I just got death touched. Like,
yeah, bro, I'm going to die in 2 weeks, right. Or should I go get medical
right,
attention?
Right.
I think he would have gone and got medical attention. But the triad or the Chinese mafia, whichever one, this is the one I believe for sure.
You believe it for sure?
No, not 100%. Okay. But this is the most believable conspiracy of this one.
It sounds like a good movie, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
It sounds like a really good movie. And
oh, you mean like that
the triad or the mafia are kicking themselves in the ass for not thinking of that.
For not thinking of that movie?
Yeah. Because think about it. You get Bruce Lee to die, right?
Yes.
Well, just a script, not actually killing them, obviously. But you get Bruce Lee to die, and then his son comes in, fucking avenges him. That would be a badass movie.
What was the movie that they made that I'm movie, thinking of that was a it was a biopic about his life? Because it showed him, because wasn't he doing like the Green Hornet and stuff? Or he was the Green Hornet's sidekick or whatever.
He was doing Enter the Dragon, I think, when he died.
Right, but see, this is where this could get a little convoluted, because when people are like, well, why would the Italian mafia? Because he started doing American Western movies.
And,
and he was so gigantic of a star that his old Kung Fu movies, his old Kung Fu movies were coming over. And on top of that, he was doing... Didn't he die during, or maybe it was right after the Green Hornet or something?
They were still filming. I think it was Enter the Dragon. It was one of those. It was a Kung Fu movie.
Oh, so maybe I'm thinking
they
about...
got a lot of it done, and they wound up having to film with some, you know, it was kind of like the Fast and the Furious situation where they had to have somebody else fill in to finish the movie. And I think it just didn't work very well, though. They really never found another Bruce Lee.
Okay, so the movie I'm thinking of is called Dragon, the Bruce Lee Story. It was in 1993. Definitely go check that out. It's actually a legit, it's good. It's really good. And that'll tell you what I'm talking about the Green Hornet. It shows him filming that stuff.
Okay.
So let me ask this, Griff. What was the time span between Bruce Lee's and his son's?
20 years.
Okay, 20 years. So that's why I'm kind of with you, Keith, on the triad thing, was because, well, actually, you know what? No. I was just thinking about this. Because I said I was going to, I think Bruce Lee was in some deeper stuff than people know. I think I think there was a little bit of dark side. People might get upset with that, but I feel like there might be, because I feel like Bruce Lee's was kind of an intentional thing. I don't feel like his son's was. His son's, from what I understand too, by the way, is the sole reason why whatever the actors union group is, they actually made a rule after this of when it comes to firing blanks in a movie set, you can no longer actually aim it at the person.
It
has to be a certain distance away or to the side.
Yeah, you have to aim it to the side.
Because of him dying on set. And like Riff was saying, I forget how blanks work. I believe there are still some form of pellets inside of a blank shot.
There's still because something coming out of that barrel.
Well, yeah, no, but there's something, like he was saying, like a pouch or something. I think there's something in...
There's enough firepower or gunpowder left over in one of the things to fire the dummy bullet.
So the conspiracy on that is, do you think that somebody switched something out? Or do you think it was, you know, like a bullet out with this gun? Or do you think that it was just a freak accident on set, when things do happen on sets?
Well, a squib round is made so that the projectile does not exit the firearm. So I'm guessing if they made their own round.
But something can go wrong, right?
It would just be too much powder in the round and
killed them. It could definitely
If you're that close, especially with a 44 Magnum, I mean, take a ton of that powder out,
the way it did go wrong was like, basically it was a full power shot. Like it wasn't like it was a full power shot from 44 Magnum.
Oh my God. Yeah. So Keith,
you're not surviving that.
No.
No, you're not.
Keith, well, let me ask you this. You were saying that triad route. Do you feel that way with the, what was his son, Brandon?
Brandon Lee.
Do you feel that with Brandon too? Or is that this is just a Bruce Lee thing?
How old was Brandon?
It's a good question.
Bruce died. Because I'm guessing he couldn't have been past probably the age of like,
I bet
between the ages of probably 3 and 7, I would imagine.
Something like that.
So, how old was he when he died?
I'm not sure.
20 something, right?
Yeah. He had to be in his 20s.
I would bet somewhere between the ages of 23 and 30.
Yeah. So either he just realized what his dad was into and the mafia was like, he didn't understand why the mafia was pressuring him. I don't know.
He was 28.
Okay, so he was 28. So he.
That's a very long, at least for him, for Bruce, that's what I'm saying. For Bruce Lee, I get it, but almost 30 years later, like that is somehow, that's a hardcore grudge right there.
Man,
unless they were just
old criminal organizations that you know, they say like the Japanese Empire doesn't think in decades, it thinks in centuries. So like, I think these people have long-term game plans
you also have to realize like when Bruce Lee died, he was like on top of the world, man. Brandon Lee, people knew who he was, but he was not like a super movie star. I mean, right? He was not like
he was on his way.
Right. So this is not like a taking the king down like Bruce Lee. It's like,
but it might be taking the king's son down to send another message.
So. Yeah. Wow.
The message could still really be against Bruce Lee, but it's like you screw us, and we're not done with you. You know, we're going to continue to drag your family through the shitter.
So I'm saying that's a hardcore grudge right there.
It is.
See, my thought is...
the Chinese mafia probably holds some hardcore grudges.
I don't think it has anything to do with unveiling any secrets.
I don't think so.
Everything's motivated by money.
I don't think so.
So he definitely wasn't paying his cut or what they thought his cut should be. And then they probably... if it is true, they probably tried to get money out of his son as well. And yeah,
the idea of the fact that he was revealing martial arts secrets is absurd. I mean, truly,
yeah.
In the age of MMA and the UFC, we have seen all of these things come out and be tested against one another. And Kung Fu doesn't really work.
It doesn't hold water at all.
Kung Fu doesn't really work.
If you want to do some jiu-jitsu, taekwondo.
Some karate does work.
Yeah.
Some. But taekwondo doesn't work that well either.
Karate.
Really.
I don't even think karate works, man.
Kenpo karate? Sure. George St. Pierre's original background.
Okay.
There's a bunch of people.
Okay, so, all right. Well, so... man, it's just it's kind of wild. Okay, so let's go around. Let's do our percentages. Griff, start us off. What out of the
so hard
out of the routes or ideas that you've presented, like which one and what's the percentage? Or which ones?
10%
of which one though? Like where you at?
Of the triad one or the
No, let's treat it like this.
I'm gonna give
Are we
it
gonna treat
the,
this as one
the
thing?
Shaolin
is
monks
Bruce
coming
Lee
after him?
And Brandon the same thing? It can be separate.
I'm
Mine
just gonna
is
do it as murder. So I'll say 10% Bruce Lee was murdered. 5% Brandon Lee was murdered.
Well, how can it be 5%? He was murdered.
Well, that's
an accidental homicide.
Wait, so hold on, time out. Let me stop real quick. Are you saying that Bruce Lee? You think that he legit was just a bad pill that he got? Is that what you're saying?
Probably.
That caused some crazy thing, just a weird reaction to a pill.
I don't know.
Pill?
You can develop allergies.
Most likely,
it's very possible.
So, like, yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely possible. So, and the fact that
or
is
maybe it was just a bad pill. I mean, who knows? Maybe it was just
the
a
fact
funky
that that's
pill.
The effect. You know,
I don't.
Or
I
maybe
there's
he was
such thing as a bad.
I'm thinking he was just partying
company.
After
people,
after
there
shooting.
Totally is, and in the 70s, there probably was much more.
Yeah,
dude, all
it
all
probably
it takes,
wasn't as regulated.
See,
as
dude,
it is
if,
today.
If what they do in supplements like that, like officials are not the same as prescription drugs, but in supplements today, you know, they can test and they'll find trace amounts of all types of stuff. Because all it has to do is be mixed in the same mixer.
Yeah.
You know, and like little trace amounts will get into stuff. And little trace amounts can cause big damage to people that can't have that chemical in their body.
Okay. So continue on. So 10%.
10% for Bruce Lee being murdered, 5% Brandon Lee being intentionally
murdered.
So does
that murdered. Say nine? So let's say
15%
like,
that they were both murdered in some grand conspiracy. So no. I mean, that I just added those things.
Yeah, right. I was just gonna say.
I want to subtract those. I'm going to give it 3%, actually. That they were both murdered in some grand Chinese mafia conspiracy.
So 90% that Bruce Lee died from just a bad reaction to a pill.
Yeah.
Okay. Keith.
I'm going to have to give this a 0.
All around.
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, yeah. I don't believe this one at all.
Well, there's
just,
there's multiple ones, though. Like, well, we've presented multiple.
But does
it's too easy to poke holes in all of them.
Yeah.
So I this is one I just cannot believe in. I think it's like really, really tragic for the family. That is really unlucky. But
so you're saying a natural death for Bruce Lee? I mean, what are you saying?
Well, it's not natural,
but accidental.
Accidental death.
So you're saying the same thing with the pill? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So give me a percentage. So you're saying 100% on the pill reaction. That's what I'm looking for.
For sure, because that was the cause of
A cerebral edema.
Right.
Yeah.
Like
Yeah.
So you're 100%.
I'm 100% on that one. And
a cerebral edema not caused by the death touch, just to clarify.
Yeah.
Not caused by the death
touch. No death touch. Yeah. Okay. Brandon.
Brandon Lee.
Let's say what's the percentage that it wasn't just a freak accident on set?
What do you mean?
It was just a...
No one was... Trying to get him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No one switched out the cartridge to a bullet or a real blank or a fake blank or whatever. It was just it happened.
It was just a dumb prop guy.
Yeah, shit luck.
And at that time, they had
a really, really
bad
prop guy.
And at that time, they had bad procedures where they actually shot at the person.
Yeah, because
basically.
I remember watching a CSI show about this. Some guy tried to scare another guy. And he had a blank in the gun.
But something got in the way of the blank?
No. He shot it. And it still killed the guy because I guess there was enough force behind it.
Yeah, it's definitely possible.
He stuck it straight to his chest and pulled the trigger. Oh, damn. I remember this one. This was crazy.
I think I remember this one a little bit too.
Yeah. I think it was New York.
Was it?
Yeah. God, I think so.
So my percentage is for Brandon, I am 100% on the freak accident on set. I don't think there was any kind of old grudge, retaliation, whatever you want to call it. I don't think it was anything malicious. It was just... You know, it was the 90s. Maybe, like I said, procedures and just an accident. Bruce Lee, I am with you guys on the non, even though how fun the triad thing is.
It's so much fun.
It's so fun.
It is.
Now,
and it still could be the triad. And
I was going to say, I don't know Bruce Lee. Like, let's just say this. If Michael Jordan is murdered tomorrow and a big conspiracy comes out about mafia and stuff, I might believe it because he's a known gambler.
Degenerate gambler. Yeah.
And so, but I don't know that about Bruce Lee. He's kind of before my time and stuff. So, you know, I don't know, but I will say this. So I'm going the route 100% that it was the pill reaction, but yeah. I like to split that up though, that 100%. And I'd like to say 50%, you know what I'm saying? 50% that it was just a bad pill and another 50% that he was partying after set clothes and he was a little partying before he went to sleep.
Oh, okay.
I think he might have been mixed with a few other substances. Now this is just pure Duke's you know,
speculation.
Thank you. Speculation. Okay. But you know, hey, when you carry over to that Western Hollywood lifestyle on set, that who knows? True. Who knows? Although fun fact though, rumor has it that Bruce Lee used to always wear that belt that did that electronic thing on his abs.
Yeah.
Really? You know that you can see it in the biopic. Rumor has it that that would cause him, the vibrations was basically like working out your abs.
Yeah, yeah.
That it would be the equivalent. He'd wear it all day. It'd be equivalent of doing over 800 sit-ups a day. Just, that's how he was so jacked.
I don't even believe those things work.
But, that's why I said rumor has it.
Yeah.
I mean, it has to work to a point. I don't think it would sculpt.
I don't believe
it. Yeah, it's not going to, yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
It's engaging, but it's not
sculpting.
If it's the
equivalent to doing 800 sit-ups a day, it would be sculpting, though. So I don't think it is that.
Right. Well, unless it's just barely affecting you at all, then.
So, to your point, what you were just saying, the partying, I did read a theory on there that said they thought he died while with a prostitute and maybe on drugs. And then they tried to cover that up.
You got to throw, you never know, man.
Now, I could support that one more than the bad pill.
Sure.
You know what? Actually, I'm going to give that one. I believe that one.
Okay. You're welcome. That was me.
Yeah, well, thank you.
And that could still be the pill. He was just with a prostitute. And
Or it just mixed with whatever else was in his system.
But I guess 70s was heroin, 80s was coke.
So, I did leave a little something out of this story.
I'll
give you guys a little background.
Okay.
So actually, this was in July 20th is when he died. I think it was in May. So a couple months before, he was found in a stall or something on set. They claimed that he was on like the floor. He claimed he was looking for like a contact lens or something. I don't know if Bruce Lee wore contacts.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if contacts existed in the 70s. But... basically, he had a horrible headache and a really high fever. He went to the doctor. He was hospitalized for like 2 days. And they removed a small amount of hashish from his stomach.
Yeah.
That
sounds like some
was
cold
sweat. Smuggling drugs for the
it sounds like a small amount. He chewed it, he said.
That sounds like some cold. That sounds like some hardcore drug cold sweats to me. That's what that sounds like.
But hash can't kill you. I mean,
No, I'm not going hash. I'm saying this looks like some.
But he wasn't a straight edge guy.
Right.
You know? He was into.
Well, how do you know that's just not like Eastern medicine?
I don't.
During that period,
I don't. But the doctors did tell him.
Yeah.
The doctors told him to stop.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That was just a little something I read before, and that seemed sketchy to me. Though actually, I didn't really want to bring that in because the doctor said if he kept doing that, he would die or something, which is nonsense because, hash is,
just, you're not going to die.
It's never killed anybody in the history of humanity. So,
listen, guys, let's move on. We're not going to get super into stories. I think maybe we do one each. We'll do one real quick and we'll get out of here because I know it's Friday night and Keith really got it. He's really got to hit the woods and he's got to sit out in the rain for all weekend.
And I got to make some barbecue, Brian, and really boys.
Nah, I actually have to come back and go to work tomorrow night. Yeah, I'm a dedicated hunter, bro.
Okay, so I can go. I have one of two.
Okay, go ahead.
We can talk about a woman who accidentally. I'll just say the headline on the first one. Unsuspecting woman takes a dog to furry convention thinking it's a pet convention.
Oh no! Oh
I'm just going to let you guys imagine the horror.
Oh,
that, happened to this lady when
Griff,
this happened.
Griff, do,
and now we're just gonna leave it there.
No. Do everyone in listening. Do us a favor and break down. Give us a little bit of what a furry convention
is. Okay.
Tell us what this lady thought she was going to.
Furries are grown adults who choose to express themselves both socially and sexually, I suppose.
Especially sexually, yes.
Dressing up as animals, but like mascot animals almost. And they engage in sexual acts and they hang out and they have parties and they, you know.
Yeah.
Furry parties. Yeah.
Furry parties. Yeah.
And this was, I think this was in Detroit because it was Motor City Furry Convention.
Oh my God.
And,
dude, I almost want to go to one just to see
just
what it's like.
Yeah. Just to be like, what is
just
happening?
Just to people watch this.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
And they were donating all of their proceeds to Vets for Pets. Pets for Vets.
It's a really good
the
cause.
Furry convention
yeah.
was?
Yeah. That's so, a yeah, good apparently, movie. They are pet lovers.
Well, I think you kind of have to be.
Yeah, somewhat.
In appropriate ways.
Oh, my God.
Good job.
And so she saw that and thought it was just a big pet convention. And was wrong.
Real wrong.
And she learned.
How'd she get interviewed? Was she, like, screaming or something? They're like, we got to interview this lady. She's not in the right place. Like, how did the story even go about?
She probably showed up with the dog.
That's a good question. The story I read.
Like, she's in the wrong place.
She did show up with the dog. Yeah, she brought her dog there.
Yeah, so there was probably a reporter that was like, okay, we got to interview this lady. Like, she is in the wrong place.
Yeah.
Probably.
She walked in and saw it. Oh, my God.
There's probably some beat reporter there who's like, I got to cover this. This is going to be wild. And then walked this middle-aged lady with her dog. And it was just like, oh, there's my story.
Well, I got to tell you, that's a great pickup because this is hilarious because it's not every day that you hear about furry conventions, and it's super not every day that somebody mistakenly takes their dog because they think it's fur, dog fur. Like, that's hilarious.
The only thing I want to know is, did she embrace it and just
go apparently
for
she
it?
Did. She
Good
was walking
for her.
Around.
Good you know, for her.
They're not having, like, freaky deaky sex in the convention.
Right.
Well,
right.
Yeah.
So apparently everyone's just really friendly, petting their dog. You know?
Well, they're obviously dog lovers if they have the money going to it. So that's hilarious, though.
And then my next story.
Yeah, what else you got, Greg?
Yeah.
14-year-old boy survives half-mile ride through sewer line.
Oh, my.
Is he a Ninja Turtle?
What?
Yeah.
The movie It. He could be Pennywise. Could be dragging him, dude.
This was sewer line.
You don't know about that?
I have no idea.
You don't know what I'm talking about?
Nope, this was a sewer line, though.
Griff, you know what
I'm talking about? So not a storm drain. This was a sewer.
Ooh.
So we're talking about full of a river of human excrement.
Yeah, that's not Pennywise.
We're talking about the Ninja Turtles.
Him and his boys were playing around this open sewer, exposed sewer. He fell in. And, yeah, why would you play around it? It's got to stink.
Are we talking about the sewer, like, in the middle of the street, like the sewer lids?
We're talking about, like, gross. It's really gross. And he fell in and was immediately swept away by a raging torrent.
Why was it
human excrement.
Why is it raging? Is it, like, raging tide or what? Is it always like that?
Sometimes.
No.
Yeah.
It should just be like a casual flow. Why
he is swept away by it?
Like a gondola ride on a
it's like people are going
river of
people
shit.
Are going like white water rafting.
Yeah,
he was
swept
in
away.
A shit tunnel.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I think it was almost filled to the brim, so he could probably barely breathe.
Oh.
He
got so much shit water in his mouth.
Yeah, not good. It was a 20-minute trip overall.
God, it's a long time.
It just reminds me of Joe Dirt.
Yeah. The police like found him.
That
this
ain't a bomb.
Pretty lucky that the police found him too. The cops found him after hearing him. Like,
they could hear
like blood. I'm quoting
blood.
No, I was gonna say blood curdling screams, come emanating from a manhole. And so they went over to it, pulled the lid off, and they found the kid clinging onto the last rung of like the ladder, trying not to be swept away by the river of shit. I was trying to end his fucking life, and they got down there and they pulled him out, and the kid's fine.
You know what's terrifying about that is like, what if no one ever heard him, and where does that end? Like, is it just gonna go into a pile of water where you can't get out?
Oh, it goes into a treatment.
Go to a water. You go to a tank. Water purification place.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And then they would have found him eventually.
Yeah.
But
he probably would have been dead.
Oh, he would have been dead.
Yeah, for sure.
That's
yeah.
so crazy.
He's lucky to be alive.
Where was this at?
A horrible way to go. Yeah, I didn't. That part.
That's crazy though.
I feel so bad for this kid.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? Shout out that he probably got really sick probably from he had to ingest so much stuff.
There are so many toxins and so many diseases.
God, he probably went. They probably took him to the hospital. They probably had to run every fucking test on that kid.
Well, the hat wearing hazmat suits.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Oh God, dude.
Like that is so much more serious than just getting caught in some water. You know what I mean? Like, yeah,
kids probably got like Hep Z or something.
Yeah, right. So, that's what I'm saying.
Super AIDS.
Super AIDS, Hep Z. Yeah.
Shout out to that kid that he held on, man. He held on.
Quite literally.
Damn. So. What do you got, Keith?
All right. So, have you guys ever craved a promotional item from a fast food restaurant so much that you'd pay $14,000 for it?
I don't know. Like, sometimes I've like really, really, really craved a Jack in the Box Ultimate Cheat Bacon Ultimate Cheeseburger before. But... $14,000? No, I don't think so, man.
So a lot of money. This isn't. yeah. So this isn't even like a burger or anything like that. This is from 1998. Szechuan dipping sauce.
What?
Yes.
What is that? I don't even know what that is.
Szechuan dipping sauce. Yes.
Szechuan's good stuff.
Wait. Yeah. Say it again, Keith.
Szechuan.
Is that how you say it, Griff?
Szechuan. I don't know.
Somebody filled. What is this? Somebody filled it. I don't even know what this is.
It's like a spicy Chinese.
So yeah, this came out with the premiere of Disney's Mulan.
Okay, this is a while ago. Yeah.
Yeah, and it recently became popular again because of a cartoon called Rick and Morty.
Good show, actually.
Yeah. I recently tuned into episode, and that's like the basis for all this. So I actually did a little research because I called bullshit. I immediately called bullshit on this story.
I hope you're wrong.
I hope so. Yeah, me too.
You're wrong.
This story is wrong.
Okay. Oh, is it? Oh.
There was not one sold, well, that I saw on eBay for $14,000. But I did see one on eBay going for $450, and there was already four bids on it.
Wait, hold on. Time out. Oh, you say you saw one. You saw one what? A bottle,
is it a
packet?
Little packet of,
it's a little packet of dipping sauce.
So it's like
from 98,
from 1998.
So like in Jack in the Box, like we get a packet of like buttermilk ranch.
That's what this is.
And it's from what place though?
From McDonald's.
Oh, from McDonald's. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I thought I explained
this,
that. No,
was
I
was this an American promotion?
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
And it's so rare that people are paying hundreds of dollars for it right now, currently.
Apparently.
People are paying hundreds of dollars for this dipping sauce.
Wow. Well, you know what? 400's crazy, but if it really was going for 13,000, that's insane.
I got to give me some.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, dude.
This must be crap.
Should we go make a bid? Griff, should we make a bid?
I'm really interested. I'm telling you, Szechuan.
But how, you can't, is it do we know what the expiration rate is on these things? I mean, is it edible? God. Is
I
it
would
edible?
Imagine it would be. It wouldn't be edible at all.
I don't know.
I think somebody...
I mean, is Szechuan one of those things where, like, ketchup, you don't have to refrigerate it?
I also don't know. But
I have no idea.
It is from McDonald's, and I imagine the amount of preservatives in it are very high.
Because technically, you can eat ketchup, you can basically go for, like a decade, right? Because it's like...
Maybe it's like like honey, bro. Maybe
actually, there is a lot of sugar. There's a lot of sugar in ketchup, so probably not.
Yeah.
There's a lot of sugar in honey.
Yes, there is.
It doesn't go bad.
Natural though.
Ever.
But spoiler alert, boys.
Ever.
Yeah. This could be coming back out with the live remake of Mulan that's coming out next year.
Oh, is that that's a thing?
Yeah, I think this is a marketing scheme.
Oh yeah, it is.
Disney's doing remix of everything.
I didn't know that. Well, like, I didn't know that was happening.
Real life version.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, that makes sense then. Yeah, this is for sure a marketing ploy then.
I think so. But I think it has a connection with the Rick and Morty show.
I don't know much about like what's up with that, but a lot of people really like it.
It's like a cartoon.
Super smart.
Pretty funny.
They have little subtle things in it that every now and then just catch you like, damn, that was brilliant. Like so subtle, so brilliant.
Okay, so until then, just we'll keep a lookout and see if the Szechuan comes back, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Big. Oh yeah.
Okay. Here's my story, and we actually got some audio and. It is a Florida story of the week.
Oh, we are going to Florida!
Recently, God, every time.
The man deserves his dues.
He does. And Dr. Love.
Dr. Love. Prince Love.
Prince Love, yeah.
Heir to the throne.
So in Florida, there just so happened to be a professional tennis match, okay? And when I say professional, it's not like the guys that you see on TV. You know, they have professional, like tennis is like something where it looks like they're playing in a backyard somewhere, but it actually is professional. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And you can look this up on YouTube. Okay. It's taken over the it's got a lot, not taken over, but gotten a lot of views and stuff recently. But I'm going to play the clip, okay? And I want you to, one, listen. You'll hear the announcers, but and you'll hear the tennis and the grunts and stuff. But I want you to do me a favor, guys, and I want you to listen, tone into the background.
Okay.
What's happening in the background. And tell me if you can figure out what's going on.
Love 15.
Kruger has Stanford in a deficit situation.
Oh, someone's fucking in the...
Oh my god.
Just listen.
Well, that is the most bizarre situation. I don't know how to put this, folks, but somebody's phone...
Just listen.
Going off in the stands. And it was an adult video.
Keep listening here.
That is an all-timer. I don't know how
he's about
well
to serve.
Pick
here.
That up at home.
Tune in right here.
I
still hear it. It's still going.
Listen.
What is going on?
It can't be that good.
Now, that was the tennis player. That was the professional tennis player serving. Now, hold on. Wait for the announcer. This kills me what he says after this. Just listen to this. Right now, it's showing a woman covering her son's ears. It's so loud. Just listen to this.
No, that's not a phone. That is... That's an apartment across the lake.
Can you hear in that guy's voice how amazed
he was? That's awesome.
That guy was so amazed that somebody was putting the game down so hard that he was amazed that, like, they're across a lake and we can still hear.
Sounds travel across lakes, but yeah, dude. Doing work apparently. I just love that's an all-timer.
That's an all-timer.
Well, yeah, an all-timer.
He thought the phone that somebody slipped some porn on my phone. Oops. He goes, wow, that's an all-timer. Then he figures out what's really going on and says, wow.
That's not a phone.
It's not a phone. And he says, I just love how he says, that's coming from across the lake. What kind of madman's over there?
It can't be that good.
That was a great line, yeah.
Love her.
And what you didn't hear was at the beginning, when it first started, when Keith called out, he knew exactly what it was. The other tennis player, not the guy that yelled, but the other one that was serving, actually didn't know where it was coming from. And just it shows, the video shows him just hitting a ball out of bounds over the wall in that general direction. Just like a, hey, shut up. He hits a ball over there.
Yeah.
Doesn't stop.
Wonder if she climaxed.
She was climaxing.
I think that's what was happening.
Yeah,
I guess.
So
repeatedly, Keith.
So there's something. Listen, I'm a huge sports guy. There's something that you don't catch every day, especially with outdoor sports.
No, definitely not.
When you have a professional sport, but it's close enough to apartments that, you know, just interrupting daily people's lives, you know, people's daily lives, I should say. So I don't know. I thought that was hilarious.
It's hilarious.
A beautiful thing. They're procreating.
Hey, circle of life.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you can't knock them. You got to do what you got to do.
Oh, hell yeah.
Right?
They're knocking each other. So.
Zinger. Oh. God. Okay. Anybody else? Got anything else?
I'm good.
Keith?
No. I'm good.
I got a couple more, but I'm going to save them from next week because, like I said, we got to get out of here. Keith's got to go sit in the dark woods.
It's fun.
By himself.
It's fun.
In the rain.
Look for animals to kill.
So.
Yeah.
So
do you guys eat meat?
Here we go. We're gonna bounce out of here, man. But before we do, it's shout outs. Griff, you want to start us off?
I got one.
Keith, go ahead.
Shout out to Dixon Ticonderogas, specifically the Ticonderoga. That's what? The black pencil.
Speaking nonsense.
Yeah, but can you explain what you're talking? I don't know what you're talking about,
dude. You don't remember the pencils, the Dixon Ticonderogas?
No.
No.
Oh, you guys are suck. You guys
what are you
suck.
Talking about, dude? Explain this for real.
Pencils, man. Like, I picked up a pencil, a Dixon Ticonderoga, the other day.
I gotta Google
specifically
this.
Specifically, a Ticonderoga, the black one.
Try, not die. Dicon, Tricon?
Ticonderoga, all right. This is a great pencil. The
Dylon,
most,
Dylon.
The world's most comfortable pencil, swear to God.
What?
Yeah.
How do you spell this?
I don't know.
Keith, what are you talking about?
Craziness.
You just picked up a pencil and loved it so much that you shouted it out?
Yeah.
It's cool. I respect it.
Okay. What were you using this pencil for?
I shout out Marina.
It's literally just a regular yellow pencil.
No. Go to the black one.
You wanted the black one. Bro.
The Ticonderoga.
Is this one like they use for little golf things where it's flat? Are they? It's not round. It's a flat pencil?
No, bro. This is the best pencil in the world.
Is that what architects use?
Swear to God. No, I have
why?
No idea.
Why is it the best? Tell us why it's the best.
It's the most comfortable pencil in the world. You ever get a pencil that's like really, 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 really gritty?
What's wrong with this guy?
Really gritty and hard to write with.
Not more than
I can't. You know what? Honestly, I can't tell you the last time I wrote with a real pencil.
Yeah, oh, well.
Like who does that? 2017, dude.
Me.
Yeah, weirdo.
I guess I am. Shout out to pencils.
Hey, shout out to Dixon, right? That's who makes it, the company.
Yeah, Dixon, Ticonderoga, greatest pencil ever.
Look it up. Griff, what do you got?
I got nothing. Shout out to Nicolette for coming on.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I'll piggyback off of you. I was going to say shout out to Nicolette. Shout out to She Chronicles. Guys, go check out that blog. Good stuff over there, man. SheChronicles.com. Also, check out her Instagram. I think she's at Chic Chronicles. And we appreciate her coming on and like I said, hitting us up with the fashion, you know, just information. We like trying new stuff. That was definitely a new thing for us, and
yeah,
it's always a good time. Okay, so listen, moving forward, guys. I think what we're gonna do is I think we're gonna switch the day. Okay, so we've been the release date of the week. We've been coming out on Tuesday nights, Wednesdays. I think we're going to start coming out. We're going to try and make some things happen here moving forward. I think we're going to start coming out on Mondays so we can get the whole week going.
Okay.
Okay. So look out for that if you're out there listening. Number two, moving forward here real soon here, we're working on a few things like we've mentioned it before previously, but we got a few things in the pipeline is what I said before. But we're working on we're going to start doing some giveaways, some stuff, especially for our local St. Louis people. Really check out. We're probably mostly be doing it on Facebook and Instagram, so make sure that you check that out and tell your friend, man. Because when it comes to these giveaways, they're gonna be good stuff, and you know you want a shot at that. So just what I'm saying is, look out for the social media pages. With that being said, man, hit up iTunes, give us a rate and review. Let us know how we're doing. Anywhere you get your podcast, man, tell everyone you know. SoundCloud, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and we're there. What else? Next week Cinco de Mayo, or is that 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
Okay, so never mind that. But okay. Well, listen, man, we appreciate you guys all checking in, and we'll see you next week.
Deuces,
adios.